Outdoor theater in the Richmond area is a tricky proposition this time of year. That may be one of the most obvious statements I've ever made on this show, or anywhere else for that matter, but it is often a major factor in deciding whether to go out for an evening. I've always felt, though, that the sheer majesty of Agecroft Hall when the sun goes down cancels out all but the worst of the soaring temperatures, and I was lucky enough to catch a break on the night I went to see The Merry Wives of Windsor. It's long been rumored that Shakespeare wrote the play by request from Elizabeth I, although no real evidence exists to support that, but it makes for a good story. Whatever his motives for creating the play, it remains one of the most fun, most straightforward of the Bard's works. Sir John Falstaff, first introduced in the plays Henry IV Part 1 and Part 2, gets to step fully into the limelight in all of his con artist ways as he tries to raise money by courting two married women. Falstaff is played by Todd Shaulvess in all of his swaggering glory. Shaulvess propels his larger-than-life character through all of his tribulations with glee, making the most of nearly every moment. The two wives are played by Cindy Liffick and Melissa Johnston Price. Both are obviously too smart to fall for the ruse, and they decide to teach Falstaff a lesson that he will never forget. It's always a pleasure to see two mature, assured actresses taking control of a play and driving it through the laughter. Dan Stearns is Ford, the jealous husband who disguises himself in order to pay Falstaff to try and seduce his wife. Stearns has a couple of great moments when he receives word that Falstaff is in his house and he tries to find him hiding. Thomas Nolan is Page, the other husband, far more trusting, the straight man to his counterpart's over-the-top performance. Nolan serves as a voice of reason in the madness. Some other good performances include Thomas Cunningham as Semple, David Janicek as Fenton, Brittany Simmons as Anne Page, and Brooke Turner, who is very funny as Mistress Quickly. The clever servant has always been a staple in classic comedy, and Turner plays the role very well. Watch out for Evan Nastiff as Dr. Caius and Jeremy Gershman as Sir Hugh Evans. The battle between their accents is very funny, and both men are deliciously unashamed in their over-the-top performances. One issue I had with the play was that the first act took far too long to get going. I didn't really feel that the actors hit their stride until after intermission. Of course, performing at sunset has got to be somewhat taxing, but once the night had fallen, the play really took off. On the technical side, Virginia McConnell's costumes were very good, and B.J. Wilkinson's light set the scene very well. Ben Moxley's set was deceptively simple, but allowed multiple locations to be imagined in an instant. Ryan Bichard has done a good job with his fight choreography. Director Shirley Kagan has assembled all the parts into a cohesive whole. Apart from the issues I had with the show's opening, the overall effect was one of a very good evening under the stars. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.